Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 183 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of track tonight. We'll be previewing the state meet with athletes from each of the four teams from Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial. My first guest is a junior on the Ankeny boys track team, and he is one of the state's top high hurdlers. He is Carter Acola. Carter, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you're going to be competing on the Blue Oval here in less than 24 hours. You know, are you getting pretty excited?
You know, it's hard not to be.
I'll bet. Well, your first event is going to come tomorrow afternoon. It's the preliminaries of the Shuttle Hurdle Relay. Your team is seated 15th in that event with a time of 103.13. Now, will you be running the opening leg again in that race?
Yes, I will.
All right. And who's going to follow you? Will it be Max Watson, Landon Pote, and Gavin Wise again?
Yes, that'll be the order.
All right. Well, that's an all-underclassmen lineup, and this will be the first time for most of those guys to run at the state meet. You know, what is the goal for you guys? Do you feel like, you know, you can drop enough time to get into that final and score some points for the team?
I think it will be hard, but I think there's always an opportunity to do so. I mean, other teams can fall, and we've got a lot of wiggle room to get better, so...
Well, that's one of those races, too, where just one little mistake can just screw everything up, can't it?
For sure.
Well, Linmar and Pleasant Valley, the Drake Relays champion, are the top two qualifiers in that event. They ran times of 1 minute .12 and 1 minute .13, nearly a full second faster than every other team last week. You know, do you think those two teams are going to be tough to beat?
I think so, yeah, because we'd have to shave off a lot of time to really get us down there, but I think we have a lot of potential.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be competing in the preliminaries of the 110 hurdles. You won that event at your state qualifying meet last week with a time of 15.11 seconds, and that turned out to be the state's fastest time. Were you surprised at all when you found out that you were the top qualifier?
Sort of. I mean, the wind kind of slowed everybody down, so I knew I had a good time, but I didn't really know where I was going to place.
Well, of course, you ran the Drake Relays last month, and you posted a time of 15.16 there that placed ninth overall, and you just missed qualifying for the final. You know, was that pretty disappointing when you didn't make the final, and has that served as some motivation for you the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing, but it was really motivation that just kind of gave me the energy to come back at it next year. I mean...
Well, Eric Lucas of Iowa City Liberty was the second fastest qualifier for state. He had a time of 15.14, and he placed third at the relays in 14.71. You know, do you view him as the biggest challenger in the race?
I think he's definitely the biggest challenger, but I know that what I can do, I think I can beat him.
And then Grant Miller of Norwalk is the only other Drake Relays finalist in the field, and he was the guy that just edged you for that last qualifying spot last month. So I'm sure you'd enjoy beating him at state, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a little bit of revenge.
Well, how would you rate your confidence level going into the meet with the way you're running right now? Do you look at yourself as the guy to beat in the race?
I think I am the guy to beat. My confidence is peaking, and I think my race is peaking as well.
What would that mean to you to win a state title?
It'd mean everything. I've been working at it for years.
Well, obviously, if you can pull out a victory, you know, that would help the team as well. Ankeny is considered one of the top contenders for the Class 4A crown. One of my fellow sports writers from the Gazette in Cedar Rapids scored the meet based on the performances last week at all the state qualifying meets, and the Hawks would place third with 52 points behind Dowling and Iowa City High if everybody turns in the same performances as last week. You know, do you guys feel like you have a chance to win it all?
I think we very much do. I think you're going to see some guys that surprise you.
Well, of course, you have a teammate, Tyrese Miller. He's the favorite to win the 400, and he's also one of the top qualifiers in the 100 and the 200. Now, that would be an unbelievable accomplishment if he could win all three of those, but you've been watching him all year. You know, do you think he could win the triple?
If anyone can do it, he can.
Well, your team should also score a lot of points in the relay events. You guys are seated in the top 10 in four different ones, and that doesn't include the shuttle hurdle. You know, is that going to be the key to score points in all those events, even if you don't win them?
I think so, yeah. If we can just... you know, snag a few points here and there as along with some of those big victories like Tyrese, I think we'll place well.
In the team race, who do you think is going to be the team to beat there? Do you think it's going to be Dowling or City High?
Definitely Dowling. I think they're going to surprise some people. They've got some great athletes.
Yeah, they're strong in just so many different areas, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the forecast for this week, and we're going to see a wide range of weather. We're going to have temperatures close to 90 tomorrow with 20-mile-per-hour winds. The temperature is going to drop to 70 on Friday and then to 59 on Saturday when there's also a higher chance of rain. So I guess you're going to have to be ready for a little bit of everything, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way track is, though. It's very volatile.
Well, the way the spring has been, I mean, you're probably used to it, right?
Yeah. Been running in some cold weather.
Well, hey, Carter, it's going to be a fun meet. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, good luck down there. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny Centennial boys team, and he competes in both the low hurdles and the middle distance events for the Jaguars. He is Cooper Majors. Cooper, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, this is going to be the last go around for you at state. Is it kind of hard to believe that your career is almost over?
Yeah, it goes by really fast, and I'm happy to end it on a high note.
Well, you're going to be competing in at least two events this weekend. On Friday morning, you'll be running the 400 hurdles. You are seated 14th in that event with a time of 57.14 seconds. And I assume your goal is to drop some more time and hopefully get into the top eight so you can score some points for your team. How fast do you think you can go in that race, you know, if you have a perfect race?
I'm really new to this event, so I think there's a lot of potential, a very high ceiling with this. I think I can get into the mid to low 55s and hopefully get some good serious points for our team at state.
Well, I know you have a big background in cross country. So how did you get into the hurdles? You just decided to try it one day?
I was watching the JV 400 hurdles at the Nevada meet last year, and I nudged coach and I said, I think this could be my thing. And then the next week he put me in it. And I wasn't too good, but over the off season, every chance I got, just went over hurdles after practice, and it began to get a lot easier.
Well, it's supposed to be close to 90 degrees tomorrow, and then the temperature will cool off to about 70 on Friday. I assume you're happy that you're not going to be running on a 90-degree day, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big help to not have to run in that heat, but I feel for the guys who are.
Well, Matthew Cruz of Dubuque Senior is the top qualifier in the event with a time of 54.14, and he placed fifth in the event at the Drake Relays last month. Do you think he'll be the guy to beat?
Yeah, it's certainly him, and I think Logan Piper out of Indianola, I think he has a real chance at taking him down, though, so it's going to be a good race for first.
And then on Saturday morning, you'll be running in the Sprint Medley Relay. Now, you guys just snuck into the state field in that event with the 24th fastest time of 137.64. So you obviously have your work cut out for you there. You know, what's the team's goal in that event, to just drop as much time as possible?
Yeah, we're coming in as kind of the underdogs in that one. So we're just trying to beat as many people as possible. Our ultimate goal is to get top 12 in that event. That would be a real boost to our self-esteem there.
Well, I see that you're also listed as one of the possible runners for the 4x400 relay. Centennial is seated 16th in that event with a time of 329.91. And the prelims in that race will be held on Friday afternoon, about 2.5 hours after you run the 400 hurdles. So is there a chance that you could run in that race as well, or are you just one of the alternates at this point?
I'm just an alternate. The guys we got in there, they're four seniors. They worked really, really hard, and they're all looking to drop a second or two off their splits. So I can't wait to see what they do. They're all really determined to score some points at state.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of confidence in those guys, even if you don't run that race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if coach did decide to put you into that race for one reason or another, you know, would you have enough recovery time after running the hurdles?
I've been conditioned over the course of this year to run multiple events. At a conference, I had to run the 4x8, 400 hurdles, and 4x4, and I didn't do too bad in that on that occasion. So I think if they needed to, I could definitely do something, but I'll be okay with not running it as well.
Sure, sure. Well, hey, good luck this week. I'll see you down there, Cooper.
Thank you. See you.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a senior sprinter for the Jaguars, and he'll be running in a couple of different relays this weekend. He is Alec Schneider. Alec, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, hey, you already know what it feels like to win a medal at the state meet. You were part of the 7th place distance medley relay at last year's meet, and that was an event that I think you guys had some high hopes for this year. You know, I was up there for the state qualifying meet last week, and you guys were actually leading that event at one point when the coaches pulled your anchor runner, Carson Peters, off the track when they realized that you guys were going to be disqualified anyway. And I don't believe you were part of that relay, but, I mean, that was kind of an unfortunate deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that also happened with the 4x2 too, but those type of things, you just got to learn from them.
Last year, you guys had such a deep and talented team that placed third in Class 4A with 61 points, and that was the highest finish in school history. But some of the standouts from that team graduated, like Tommy Collins and Derek Smith, and then you lost Trey Porter when he decided to leave Centennial early to begin his football career at Northern Illinois. So this has certainly been kind of a different year, hasn't it?
Yes, it definitely has. All those sprinters that left last year, it was kind of hard to fill. But I think we definitely got some underclassmen that are got some real potential.
Well, before we talk about the relays that you'll be running in, I wanted to ask you about the Open 100. You placed third at the state qualifying meet in 11.69, and you just missed qualifying for state by 0.05 of a second. Did you think that that time would be good enough to get you into state?
I mean, I think that that race was definitely one that I was nervous for, going up against Titus Christensen and Abu Sama. Both guys that I ran against at, I think the Covey relays, back in Ames earlier.
Right.
But, I definitely feel like that time wasn't my best, with that, fast wind, but, you know, sometimes that happens.
Sure. Well, you're going to be part of the 4x100 relay that we're running in the prelims on Friday, and you guys are seated 12th in that event with a time of 43.02 seconds. Now, you guys placed 6th in that event at the Drake Relays last month. So will you be running that same foursome of you, Connor Welsh, Owen Gates, and Nick Severson?
Yes, we will.
Well, you typically run the leadoff leg in that event. Now, is that because you're the fastest guy out of the blocks?
I would like to say so, but, I mean, Owen Gates is definitely one of those guys that I would say matches me, and same with Connor Welsh too.
Well, the key to that race obviously is to have good handoffs, because you just can't afford to lose any time on the exchanges. Do you feel like you guys have been, you know, having some good practices to get you prepared for Friday?
Yes, I feel like we've had many trials and errors at practice, but I think just a couple practices will leave us with a perfect race coming this week.
Well, Centennial placed 4th in that event at last year's meet with a completely different squad. And I don't know if you guys are capable of finishing that high or not, but I'm sure one of your goals is to get into the final, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, then on Saturday, you'll also be running in the sprint medley relay along with Cooper. Now, it sounds like it might be a little chilly on Saturday morning, but I guess, you know, the way the weather has been this spring with all the cold and windy weather, you know, that'd be kind of an appropriate way to end the season, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed it will.
Well, you guys will have to run in lane 8 in that race, since you are the 24th qualifier, and that means you'll be out in front, you know, of the whole field at the start and won't be able to see any of the competition. You know, does that make it pretty challenging for you?
I mean, not really. I feel like it kind of leaves me with a little start ahead of people, but I got to let that not get in my head and let it be a clean, nice race.
Just kind of forces you to run your own pace then, right?
Yes.
Well, what's the team's goal for that race? You know, Cooper said you guys want to drop some time, obviously.
I think our goal is to definitely drop some placement and hopefully place maybe in the top 12, like you said.
Well, based on where your team is seated in all of its different events, you know, it doesn't appear likely that the Jaguars will finish close to where you guys did last year. But if you guys, you know, set a goal for what you can accomplish, or is this meet more about just going out and having fun?
I mean, I feel like there's definitely a competitive part, but, as our coach says, state meet is a time to have some fun, and, especially for the, seniors that are graduating this year, to really cherish those times with, other teammates and really just like soak it in.
Sure. Well, you guys have had a great career, and this will be a fun way for you guys to go out. So good luck this weekend. I'll see you down there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my next guest is a freshman on the Ankeny Girls track team, and she's also a standout on the Ankeny Girls soccer team. She is Allie Mackey. Allie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. We've had an outstanding season on the track and on the pitch, but it hasn't been easy for you to juggle two sports. You know, how are you feeling right now? Is your body holding up okay?
I feel like it's been kind of a long season, but now that we're narrowing down to just one sport, it'll be pretty nice.
Well, I know the girls' soccer team is off this week as it prepares for the start of postseason play next week, so we'll talk some soccer here in a bit. But let's focus right now on track, because I know that that has most of your attention right now. You'll be running in a few different events this weekend, beginning with the 4x800 relay tomorrow morning. Now, you know it's supposed to be about 90 degrees tomorrow with 20-mile-per-hour winds. So how do you feel about those conditions? That's not exactly ideal, is it?
No, but we run pretty early in the morning. I think it should be pretty not too bad at that time. And then the rest of the week is looking pretty perfect for running, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys are seated ninth in that event with a time of 9:52.22, and it's an all-freshman relay. I'm sure you guys are looking to drop some more time, because the goal is to finish in the top eight to score some points, right?
Yeah, that would be a good goal for us. And I think we can definitely drop some time, too. We have another freshman that's running in it, Drew Beeson, so we should drop time for sure.
Well, the top two qualifiers in that event are Dubuque Hempstead and Ames, who both ran a 9:41 and change last week, and nobody else ran under 9:45. So do you think it might be a two-team race between those two teams?
I think districts, the weather really had an impact on everyone, and so I think it could be anyone. I feel like those times coming in aren't as accurate as everyone may think, especially in other events too.
Sure. Well, you will run the anchor leg in the distance medley relay on Friday morning, and you guys were the top qualifier in that event with a time of 4:15.43. So you have to feel like you have a pretty good chance to win that one, don't you?
Yeah, that's a race I'm really excited for. I feel like we have a good group there, and we can do pretty well.
Well, Pleasant Valley was the second fastest qualifier in that race, and they also have a standout freshman, Grace Bolin, on the anchor leg, and you'll be seeing her again later this weekend. Do you view the Spartans as your main competition in that race?
I feel like they're definitely going to be up there, but also Prairie is another team to watch out for there. They're in the heat before us, but I feel like they'll put up a good time for us to have to go after.
I suppose Gabby Cortez will be in that race, right?
Yeah, I think she's running the four of that race.
Well, I assume you'll be back on the track then Friday afternoon for the preliminaries in the 4x400 relay. You're listed as one of the runners on that squad. So is that the plan right now to have you in that race?
Yeah, I didn't run it at districts because I had 3 800s. That day, but I will be in that for the prelims, yeah, and finals if we make it.
Well, you guys are seated 10th in that event with a time of 4:05.98, but your team has ran a lot faster than that. In the conference meet at Waukee Northwest, you guys posted a time of 3:58.81, which would have been the second fastest qualifying time for state behind Iowa City High. So I'm guessing that you guys feel like you have a chance to maybe win that race as well, don't you?
I feel like we definitely should focus on getting to the finals first, which we should be able to do, and drop more time, because I feel like we can definitely go faster than a 4:05, especially since we've run sub-4 this season.
Well, City High ran nearly 5 seconds faster than any other squad at the state qualifying meets, so they're obviously going to be the team to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely one to watch out for. They have another really fast freshman, and they've just got a good 400 group.
Well, then on Saturday morning, you'll be running in the 800, and you're seated ninth in that race with a time of 2:22.55. But again, you know you can run faster than that. At the Drake Relays, you placed fourth in that event and set a school record in 2:13.45. You know, if you could run that time again, you know, you'd probably win the race, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd definitely be up there. I feel like Drake was just really fast, having a lot of people to push me, and I feel like state will be the same way. I'll be more fresh, not coming off of 2 800s in the same day, especially getting able to sleep and then go and run.
Well, I know Coach Cotter was really surprised when he saw that Gabby Cortez didn't run the 800 to qualify for state, so that eliminated one of your main challengers right there. Were you surprised as well that she didn't run that race?
Yeah, I was really surprised. She's definitely one who could have won it all, and it just opens the door for anyone now. There's a good group, and anyone could really win that race.
Well, yeah, there are still some great runners in the race. Pleasant Valley's Bolin was the top qualifier in 2:18.69. Annie Wiedemeyer of Iowa City High was the second fastest qualifier, and she placed third at the relays, finishing just ahead of you. So there's still going to be plenty of great competition, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. Even though there's not Gabby Cortez or like Ainsley Erzin from Carlisle at Drake, but there still will be really good teams in 4A.
Now, Ella, you had a great cross-country season last fall. You won just about every race you were in until you got to the state meet where things didn't go your way, and I think you finished 18th, if I remember correctly. You know, has that race served as some motivation for you this spring?
Yeah, that definitely didn't go the way I would have planned or wanted it to, and I feel like I definitely have more motivation to go after some races tomorrow and the next few days, because kind of my revenge for how I did at state cross-country.
Now, you're also listed as one of the runners for the sprint medley relay, but if you run the 4x4, the 4x8, and the distance medley relay, then you wouldn't be eligible to run in that race, right?
Yeah, the plan isn't for me to run in that. I'm just an alternate for that right now.
All right. Well, if you guys, you know, were able to qualify for the final in the 4x4, you know, then you'd have to run three races on that day anyway, right? If you ran in the, because you couldn't run the sprint medley, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you obviously have a very good chance to place in the 800. Do you think that would compromise your chances at all if you ran the sprint medley less than an hour before the 800?
I think the sprint medley would be hard for my 800, but more so for my 4x4 afterwards. If we make it to the finals, having two races before that would be pretty hard. And I really would like to focus on just the 800 instead of a sprint medley in front of that.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the weather, and it's supposed to be like 59 on Saturday. So, you know, even running a couple of races, it's going to be a lot better conditions, huh?
Yeah, that'll be really nice.
Well, last year, Ankeny tied for fourth place in Class 4A with 40 points, and that was the team's highest finish since 1997. It seems like you guys have the potential to be a top five team because, you know, you should score quite a few points in the field events. With Reagan Hanfelt in the high jump, you have Hannah Bear in the discus, Kendra Winfrey and Jadine Madison in the shot put. So does the team have a goal in mind? Do you think this could be like maybe a top three team even?
Yeah, our field events are really good this year, and I feel like we've got a pretty well-rounded team in running as well, and I feel like top three is a good goal for us, yeah.
Well, Allie, I just wanted to briefly ask you about the soccer team. You guys will host Marshalltown or Waterloo Schools in a regional final on Tuesday. Regional semifinal, excuse me, and then you would host either Cedar Falls or Cedar Rapids Prairie in the final on Thursday. Do you feel like you guys have a pretty, you know, favorable path to get to the state tournament?
I feel like we got a pretty good draw for sub-state, and we're pretty happy about that. But we just got to focus one game at a time and not get too ahead of ourselves and make it there before we focus on state.
Well, if all the top teams end up qualifying for state, you know, it would set up a tremendous tournament. You know, you guys could see number five Waukee Northwest in the quarterfinals as long as the top three teams, you know, ahead of you all make it. You know, and that'd be a great matchup, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're definitely a team to look out for. Even as a number five seed, they are a really good team, and we don't want to run into them too early.
Well, and then there's a chance, you know, that you guys could see number one Valley in the semifinals, and then like number three Centennial could see number two Council Bluffs Lincoln on the other side. And then, you know, obviously if you make it to the final, you could see Centennial there. That'd be quite a way to finish the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we're still waiting for rankings to come out on Friday to see who we'd most likely play, but playing any of those teams would be really good competition, and it's going to be a really good state tournament, I feel like.
Well, I know you can worry about soccer later. You got a few big races coming up this weekend. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So good luck down at Drake. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Well, my final guest tonight is a senior sprinter on the Ankeny Centennial girls team. She'll be competing in a couple of events this weekend. She is Marae Breeding. Marae, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Well, you're going to have to wait until Friday to get on the Blue Oval. You'll be running in the distance medley relay that morning, and you guys are seated 10th in that event with a time of 4:22.21. And I know Coach Kruzik told me that you guys are hoping to medal in that race, so that's obviously the goal, right?
Yes, that's always the goal. We're coming in a pretty good spot. I'm feeling good about 10th because the Blue Oval is definitely a fast track, so there's a lot of PRs, a lot of improvements, but obviously that's going to be coming from every team around, so we got to be running our best, but we've got a good lineup, so I'm really excited.
Well, looking at the qualifying times, it appears that your team, you know, would have to drop a few seconds to maybe place in the top eight. Do you feel like you guys are capable of doing that?
Yes, for sure. Actually, when we qualified this, we had a baton drop, so we can easily shave a couple seconds off, so not too worried about that.
Now at the state qualifying meet, you were joined on that relay by Addison Erringdale, Addie Pollack, and Bella Hodges. Now Rondi Kwas and Olivia Kroska are also listed as possible runners in that event. So do you think we might see some lineup changes there?
Yep. So we're going to be switching in Liv Kroska to run the 400 and then Rondi to run the 800. But we just need to spread their races out for state qualifying in order to score the points where we needed to. So we're going to be subbing them in because obviously there will be more time between their races. So. Yes.
Well, yeah, Rondi's going to be running the 3,000 on Thursday and the 1,500 on Saturday. So, yeah, it would make some sense that she could run that 800 on Friday.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and herself there, I mean, she could probably drop a couple seconds for
right.
You guys,
so, yes. Yeah. Hoping so.
Well, it's supposed to be a little cooler on Friday as well with a high of about 70 degrees. You know, are you glad that you won't have to run in those 90-degree temperatures tomorrow?
Yes. You know, I'm just going to try to wear my sunscreen tomorrow but still enjoy the sun while not getting too dehydrated. But, yes, definitely got the lucky day for sure. It's going to be just perfect. So that's what we need. The universe owes us for this bad season. So.
Oh, for sure. Now, do you know which team is the top qualifier in the distance medley, really?
I'm not sure. My guess would probably be Northwest. I don't know. They're they seem to be beating us and everything and everyone and everything, but
it's the crosstown team from Ankeny.
Oh, it is? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And we just had Ali Mackey in here, and they feel like they have a chance to win that race. So, I mean, yeah, Ankeny, Northwest, I mean, those are going to be a couple of top contenders, don't you think?
Yes. It's always fun to run against Ankeny and even watch Ankeny too, because we always cheer them on. We like just seeing Ankeny all around win, so.
Well, you'll be back on the track Friday afternoon for the preliminaries in the 4x100 relay, and you guys are seated 13th in that event with a time of 50.14 seconds. So will you be running the anchor leg in that again?
Yep, I'll be running the anchor. We basically kept the same lineup all year, even though we dropped a couple batons at indoor. Cruz had some faith in us and kept it the same, so we've been able to knock down those handoffs, and we're really excited to step on that track on Friday, yes.
Now, do you like running the anchor leg? Because you're always running against the top sprinters from the other teams.
Yes, I do, because it just means less handoffs for me, which is less stress. And also, when I have those competitors next to me, it really pushes me to get better times and cross the finish line. So, yes, I love the anchor leg.
Well, there isn't much of a separation between some of the teams in that race. The eighth fastest qualifier in that event was Sioux City East, and they had a time of 50.02, which is just 12 hundredths of a second faster than what you guys ran last week. So is that the goal for the race then, to get into the final?
Yes, for sure, to get into the finals. We dropped like 5 places at Drake, so we really think that we can move on to the finals. And also, Kruzik had our hand time at 49, and that got our hopes up, even though it was officially a 50.1 or something like that at state qualifying. So we're really hoping to break 50.
Well, you mentioned the handoffs, and obviously the key in that race is having clean handoffs. If you guys are able to run a perfectly clean race, how fast do you think you could go?
I think we could do a mid 49 or low 49. That would be the best end to my track career for sure.
I know Coach Kruzik told me that even though you guys qualified for state in all 7 relays, you know, in some of them, there probably isn't a very good chance that you're going to score some points. So what is the team's overall goal for this meet? Is that something you guys have talked about?
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, we were really focusing on our 4x2 because last year I was part of the 4x2 that got 6th place and currently holds the school record. But coming in, we lost a couple seniors, and then Ellie Street is involved with soccer as well. So it's kind of hard to balance her schedule. Sometimes she's on tired legs at meets and stuff like that. So we kind of focused our energy more into the D-Med. So we're really hoping to score some points there. But overall, we just wanted to bring as many girls that we can and make as many memories as possible. So we had 27 of our 30 girls that went to state qualifying coming to state with us. So it's going to be really fun 3 days.
Well, this is obviously going to be your last go around. I'm sure you just want to enjoy it. Is it kind of hard to believe that your career is almost over?
Yes, for sure. It went by way too fast, especially since got one of my seasons canceled. But I'm definitely just going to leave it all on the track, and I'm super excited. And hopefully there's not too many tears, but it's been a really fun 4 years. So, yeah.
Well, when you look back on your career, you know, what are some of your favorite memories?
My favorite memories is definitely like dancing at practice and team dinners. And one time we had to do a Sunday morning practice and Cruz brought us donuts. And just, it's not even the races, but it's more the feeling afterwards, the people you get to do it with, all the practices and stuff like that. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got a few more races left. So good luck this weekend. I'll see you down there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Carter Acola from the Ankeny Boys track team, followed by Alex Schneider and Cooper Majors from the Ankeny Centennial Boys Squad. And then we had Allie Mackey from the Ankeny Girls team, and followed by Murray Breeding from the Centennial Girls team. I appreciate the time from all those folks. I know it's a busy week for all of them. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I'm not sure what we'll be doing next week or what night we're going to be doing. It's going to be a jam-packed week because we have boys substate soccer on Monday and Wednesday. We have girls regional soccer on Tuesday and Thursday. We have boys state tennis on Tuesday and Wednesday. Girls state golf on Thursday and Friday. And girls state tennis on Friday and Saturday. So if I can squeeze time to fit a podcast in there next week, we will do that. So come back and check it out.